My name is Paul Hobcraft. I'm here in a conversation with Mark Schnickers around the topic of strategy and innovation. We believe this is an important topic to reflect upon in any entrepreneurial and broader innovation understanding, and it forms one of the many important challenges innovations are facing today. My own work is in mentoring, coaching, and advising on innovation. I'm attempting to piece together innovation in its broader context. I research, write, and offer through this work an emergent set of structures connecting our innovation world that we operate within. In this conversation, Mark is providing through his expert opinion in this conversation to explore this subject of strategy aligned to innovation. And it will be arranged around three questions that we believe are topical, relevant, and necessary to find answers to. We aim to cover them off as deeply as we can and practical and tactical ways. The aim is to offer emerging practice and best principles that allow you the opportunity to form your opinion and see the ways you wish to set out and apply these in your own circumstances. So firstly, let me introduce Mark and then provide the context of the conversation that leads into the specific questions we will be exploring together. I've known of Mark for many years. We've always have communicated backwards and forwards. There's a lot of things that one could talk about, Mark, which convey, for me, a very, very good story. He really has a passion for teaching, and you can see that in where he's going on his sort of, firstly, on his own academic pursuits, get himself a PhD, but also what he's doing now at the moment, which is teaching more and more at different universities. So there's a real passion that's coming through from that point of view. His other passion is really, obviously, the work he does and what he sets about and does. He wrote a book, 7 years ago, called Reshaping Strategy, which may not have been the bestseller in the world, but it was a great book for me. I loved the book. I underlined a lot. I read a lot because it aligns strategy with innovation, and it's very much the context of what we're talking about today. He works with a company at the moment called Territory Global, which does, it works on a global footing where it's trying to grow, renew, and transform and evolve organizations in very fresh ways. He tries to attempt to take on big challenges, tries to resolve those. His passion is co-designing, and that comes through in, I think, a lot of what I see, because he does a lot of visualizing techniques. A lot of the books that have been coming out recently are highly visual, and I think you get an enormous lot out of that. He searches for novel practices in crafting strategies, in transforming organizations, and it's making the entrepreneurial, the innovate, agile, and responsive, linking more and more to the strategy work, which is where he's focused. He works on new business models and corporate entrepreneurship. He very much gets into lean startup, agile, design thinking, as good examples. So, Mark, I don't know if I've left anything out. Would you like to add something?
No, it's fine. It's maybe as an addition to, so you stress the academic world a lot, but obviously most of the time also goes into consulting and helping companies actually to implement all these new ways of working and new approaches to strategy and to innovation to actually make it happen. So I would say that's really at the core is to make all these things happen and not just be theoretical about
it. No, I mean, I apologize if it conveyed across to that, because clearly we were talking a couple of minutes beforehand, and Mark was on a plane every weekend and sort of, you know, into different assignments. So yeah, he's making it happen everywhere he can. But the thing for me is always, I think there's a strong alignment sometimes between a theory and a practice. And what I was trying to emphasize here with Mark is he really has combined the two, I think, extremely well. But
yeah, I think the objective always is, for me, so it should be something that is rooted in theory. I think these days lots of people, they claim to be experts and they publish on LinkedIn or Medium or wherever their thinking, but very often that thinking is not really rigorous in terms of being well thought through. So my aim is to be rigorous on the one hand, but also be practical and relevant on the other hand.
And I like that. So let's get into the actual conversation we're going to be having. Mark, the context of this framing came about because it was drawn from a range of crowdsourcing questions mm-hmm. within the entrepreneurial community. I tried to frame it in this following way, and when I was breaking this framing down, I realized there's as many questions in that as there is in the three questions we're attempting to answer.
Right.
Let's go there and let me start that. Strategy, connecting innovation to a broader strategy. What does this achieve? What needs to be accounted for? What needs to be aligned? That itself could take an hour for us to have a conversation on. But often many innovations lie outside existing strategy. That as they are, firstly, on the edges of discovery. How do you ensure that when you're into these discovery processes, that they actually do align into the mission of the company?
Right.
Does the value of vision, mission, strategy, objectives make a better alignment position for innovations breaking new ground? Third and fourth part of this contextual framing is strategic plans and quarterly reviews are increasingly being challenged in today's more volatile environment. What change is faster and becoming more disruptive? And finally, within this framing is, are there different philosophies and strategic constructs that might be better to apply to today than rather applying a static business plan? So we're searching here for alignment. We're searching here for discovery. We're searching here for understanding about business plans and how to actually convey that into a strategic mission. So we've got three questions, and within that, each of the parts of the context, I think, will get drawn out. So question one is, what makes up the key components of an innovation strategy, from your opinion? And how would you suggest they become aligned to the overall strategy that gains identification across the organization?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I always talk about strategic innovation. And so for me, that the two components, there's strategic and the innovation. And on the one hand, what I mean by that is taking a more strategic approach towards innovation, which means several things. So the first thing it means is having a more strategic approach to innovation. So it should be, innovation should not only be about innovation itself, obviously. So you should align it with your objectives, with the challenges that you have in your company. So there should be a purpose behind why you do innovation. Innovation should help you to solve these strategic challenges. It also means that you take a more holistic perspective to innovation. So we still, or lots of companies and people still think about innovation as innovation in products. Or these days, if you talk about innovation, lots of people think about digital transformation. They think about, we need an app, that's going to be the innovation. We need to transform our products or services into apps or online services, software as a service, all these kind of things. But innovation is much more than that. So you should focus on, so taking a strategic approach to innovation for me means you look at your offering. So that means you look at your product, you look at your services, but you also look at your whole customer experience that you're offering. You also look at your business model. So all the activities that you perform, the resources you need to perform those activities, the underlying partnerships, the processes that you have, all these things. You also look at your revenue model. And so you might say that these three types of innovation, so offering, business model, and revenue model, they are very externally geared. So it's all about what you put to the market or how you present yourself to the market. But then another element is also about internal innovation. And so thinking about new ways of working these days. I just yesterday, I think, I read an article by Jeff Immelt about nobody wants to work for an old company, he said. So nobody wants to work for an old company and nobody wants to do business with an old-fashioned company. So the idea of innovating the way you work as a company. And in fact, just this week, we started working with one of the big four consulting companies where we have two innovation streams internally that we focus on. One is innovation for new growth. So it's the whole offering business model revenue kind of innovation. And the other stream is innovating for new ways of working, where we try to solve internal challenges in the way of how they organize themselves, how the processes run, how administration is done to reinvent how they work as a company.
But Mark, if I can ask a question here, is, you know, for many people, there's a mentality which either says, I'm in a startup mode.
Yeah.
So they begin to then separate themselves largely from the strategic needs because they're in a startup mode, even in an organization. They're suddenly thrown into a team, so they're looking far more at their dynamics of the team. Again, in strategic innovation tends to lose sight so often because you suddenly get caught up in the tactical, you get caught up in the operational activities and excitement and whatever else. How do you draw these two things in so from the off, from the very beginning, people have a clearer understanding that this should be aligned somehow?
Yeah. Well, I think it all starts with the mandate that you get. Now, if you have people internally working in a startup mode in a certain team to focus on innovation efforts, I think there should be a mandate from the top, from the CEO, to say, okay, guys, this is what you're going to be working on, right? I mean, in the you mentioned Reshaping Strategy as a book. There was the last book that came out about a year and a half, where we focused very much on using strategic innovation for new growth. And there we have many examples of companies saying, okay, we want to grow our business. We have restrictions on the current business, and the innovation efforts, they focus on finding new growth avenues. So there is an internal team. I have Pro7 is a German TV company that I have in mind. You probably know it well, living in Switzerland, right? So they said we need to grow our revenues by 1 billion. So basically they wanted to go from 2.4 billion to 3.4 billion in revenues. And there was a small team of two people tasked with finding new revenue streams and new opportunities to find that 1 billion. So you have that these guys were working in more of a startup mode. They were freed from some of the bureaucracy around them and from the usual processes. But they had a very clear task from the CEO to focus on that growth.
Is it, I mean, so a lot of it is really to do with articulation. It is really to do with so many people always believe that the leader never explains what he wants to actually achieve through innovation. He just wants, I want growth. You know, get me the growth. He doesn't articulate it in the way and the level that's needed to be done. And as you rightly have gone through, you've gone through a lot of the things that people need to look at, which is challenge the business model, reflect on a lot of different things that were within the makeup of innovation. But if you don't have a good articulation, and if you don't have this connection, strong connection between this alignment mm-hmm. of innovation, you're going to be running into a lot of problems within organizations from day one, aren't you?
Yeah, so I mean, that's what people these days call innovation theater, right? So we just do innovation, and you might do innovation workshops and have nice rooms, and you have a startup garage where you put the people to come up with innovative ideas. But I think the key element stays, and it is that your innovation efforts should be aligned to your strategy. And that requires that you obviously have thought about your strategy, you're clear about your strategic objectives, or at least you're clear about the areas that you want to explore, right? So that these innovation teams and the whole organization, by the way, can focus on these topics, on these areas. And as I said, so it could be, okay, we need to grow as an objective, but we don't know quite how and where to grow. So that could be the exploration of finding different streams, but always the objective is the growth, right? Or it could be that you have very specific challenges that you need to solve. As I said, so it could be internal challenges. Say we need to reinvent the way we work because we are getting too bureaucratic and overhead is killing us, and we need to focus on these things. So you should always have your strategic objectives, and obviously aligning innovation with strategy, it starts with that point. Initially, I said, so it is strategy, having a more strategic approach to innovation, but it also means having a strategic innovation also means having a more innovative approach to strategy. And that's where new kinds of thinking come in, where you say, we don't rely on the traditional ways of looking at how we do strategy, but we apply the more entrepreneurial new approaches towards doing strategy. So that includes finding new answers to the old questions of strategy of where to play and how to win. So I think that these days, companies, for example, don't rely that much any longer on industry analysis because industries blur more and more. They don't rely so much on that product market fit, but they rather look at customers, they look at customer experiences and what can be offered, customer needs, job to be done, we call that these days, right? And figure out how can these needs be satisfied with designing your offering, your business model, your revenue model. So there are new ways of looking at these strategic questions also.
And I think it's very important that the person that's been given this mandate really sets about, says, well, I'm going to write about it. I'm going to educate people about it because I have some ideas. And you've just brought out a couple or two. Is there could be not yet the necessary language at the senior level about mm-hmm. what jobs to be done is all about, or the right. reason why design thinking should be part yeah. of our process going forward, or how lean startup could be quite beneficial to our organization. So it enables the person to begin to get a dialogue around, as you say, a more modern, a more entrepreneurial mm-hmm. way of looking at problems within an organization. Yeah. So that's a very good way of actually starting up a conversation to get it more and more aligned between the two, because it could be old school versus new school. And it's mm-hmm. actually bridging that quite significantly.
Yeah, I think that's an important element, is that having those discussions around, okay, what do we want to achieve and how do we want to go about it, right? And clarifying these different frameworks and the language that you're using. I know everybody is going agile or lean these days, but very often people have different understanding of what they mean. If you talk about lean, very often, for example, people, they don't think about lean startup, but they think about lean manufacturing, and then they're wondering about what is he talking about, right? So it is very important to have that discussion, to be clear about how you want to approach your strategic challenges and how you want to approach innovation. So you need somehow an innovation framework, if you like, if you want to go about these things, to be clear about what is going to be our framework, what does it mean to look at the customer first, to look at the job to be done, what does it mean to iterate and experiment with different solutions before you actually then hit upon something that you can scale up, versus we rely on our traditional investment planning and business planning and budgeting processes, for example. But these things should be clear and should be, and it's well worth spending some time upfront before you go about your strategic innovation initiative to have clarified what are the rules, so to say, by which we're going to play. And how are we going to measure success, and what are the processes and tools that we're going to use?
I think it's to do with, you need actually to have a set of strategic discussions about the innovation, because one that we haven't really touched on here, of course, is the appetite for risk. You know, because innovation is a very different type of thing than managing a business as usual. As I say, you're on the edges of discovery. How does that align? How are you going to actually equate risk? And so I think you've got to have these sort of few conversations where you've got to draw out and then get the conversation closer aligned between the person that's looking to you to do a job and for you to actually go out there and actually get the job done that's possible for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is there a structure that you would recommend that people work through? Besides, obviously, one of your books would be a good thing for everybody to go through. But is there something that you could work through and say, well, I think, you know, there's a visualization technique, or there's something that if you could begin to walk people around that, you're going to get people on the same page.
Yeah. Well, so I think whatever technique that you want to do, spend some time on clarifying really, okay, why do we think that this technique is the best one, and what does it actually look like as a process? So whatever technique you go about, take the time to visualize it. What will this look like if we implement it, right? And I'm a big fan of that. So I believe that we get stuff done in terms of processes and being clear about what are the activities that we're going to engage in. So be clear about that. And if it comes to managing innovation, so if you think about from a CEO perspective, you should think about, how am I going to be involved in this? How am I going to be steering this initiative? So you have kind of like a top level, which is about governance and steering. And maybe that's meeting every month or maybe every quarter, depending on how big your initiative is or how many initiatives you might have, to get a review and to be involved. So I think also that's one of the key success factors that I observe, is that if top management, CEO, managing director, something like that, is heavily involved in these initiatives, they tend to be more successful than if the CEO just gives the mandate to the organization and then he doesn't care any longer. Right? So be involved somehow. So there is this, clarify how the governance and the steering and the decision making then is going to be be done, where you can also have these risk discussions, as you said, right? And then there is a second level, which is more the project level. So you have a couple of people who work on these projects, who have maybe dedicated streams, like I said earlier. Some projects might be on external innovation, some projects might be on internal organization. So you have that project layer. And then you might also want to think about, how are we going to involve the larger organization? So if your objective is, we need to bring the innovation and entrepreneurial mindset to our larger organization, so you can think about that third level, so to say, how are we going to communicate about our innovation efforts to a larger organization? How are we going to involve them? And maybe that is by doing a hackathon day where you collect just ideas from everybody. Maybe the project team runs a series of workshops where they draw in experts from throughout the organization on particular topics, these kind of things, right? And then the last element you should think about is, how are we going to evaluate actually that we are moving forward here, and we're going to move to make progress? So to also be clear about these things, right? And yep. Evaluation, I mean, it could be the traditional KPIs that we're talking about, but it might also just be about getting a feeling for, is the organization thinking in a more innovative way? Are we changing our behavior towards being more customer focused? Whatever your objectives again are in the first place.
To move into question two, so I'm going to back up a little bit because that's part of question two.
Okay.
I think, you know, you've laid out a sort of a structuring process. I think the other danger you can also get is people, when they feel that they've got a mandate to be different, a mandate to be innovative, tend to want to then throw away process, throw away structures. They want to free themselves of everything. In large corporations, and of course that's fine. I mean, if they've been given that as a clear mandate, then absolutely no issue on it. Yeah. But a large number of people make, I think, a fatal mistake is that they try to throw everything out the window. And to be honest, they should actually go do their own startup, because that doesn't work in large organizations. That actually alienates organizations. How do you sort of try to bridge this, or try to make people learn a little bit more of caution when it comes to this?
Yeah, well, I think so. Yes, people tend to think we cannot be innovative in our traditional structure, so we throw them away. Right? But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a clear structure on how to go about innovation. And my argument would be that also the startups, those who are really successful, they also have a structured process, right? I mean, so lean startup, it's a structured process, right, that you go through. So you go in iterative cycles, but it's very clear what you do. Same thing with agile. You know, there is, I think, nothing more structured than Scrum, for example, right, where you have very, very specific roles and regulations and processes on how things should do. So self-organizing in that sense doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want or that you don't organize, right? But there is always some structure behind it. And I think especially for innovation, to be successful at innovation, you need a little bit of structure. Now, that structure is, to my mind, not what it used to be in the sense of having a stage gate process, for example, right? But we have new processes and different approaches to innovation that can help. So first of all, you should think about, what are the opportunities that we have? What are the strategic objectives, again, that we try to achieve, and what would be the best way of going about them? And so you have a structure around your where you focus. Then you have a structure for, or a process for, how to develop ideas, how to take a holistic perspective to innovation, not only focus on your products, as I said initially. And then you have a structured process again on how to experiment with your ideas, how to test your ideas, how to validate them. And then you have a process on, once they are validated, how are we going to scale them up? So all this is a process, and these stages that I just outlined, so finding an opportunity, developing your ideas, validating your ideas, scaling up, that gives you a structure, and it gives, as a management team or an innovation team, it gives you a focus on what to look at in a certain stage. But that doesn't mean that there is no structure and you do whatever you want, right?